Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, April 2nd. Currently with fair skies, it is 34 degrees. The humidity is 87%. The wind speed is north at 20 with gusts to 26 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.99. The dew point is 30 degrees and the current wind chill is 23 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. One of the Wichita area's largest music festivals has found a new home.
The Dam Jam is leaving Sedgwick County behind, choosing the city of Goddard for their 2025 music festival. In a prepared statement Monday, Dam Jam organizers said that Sedgwick County leaders refused to renew their contract at the county-owned Lake Afton, so they'll have their 2024 festival at the Out West development near 183rd Street West and Kellogg. I'm Jared Cirillo.
Junction City Police have been working on breaking up drug rings involving fentanyl, and they said on their Facebook page they made good progress. Over a two-week period at the end of March, officers seized over 2,300 pills containing fentanyl, along with 3 kilograms of pure fentanyl blocks. They said that's enough to cause more than 1 million overdose deaths. Officers across the state continue to crack down on fentanyl use and fentanyl rings. The state has made a map where you can find the life-saving drug naloxone near you. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Get ready for incredible savings at Prairie Land Partners. Backed by popular demand, you can now choose one of the following implements for free when you purchase a 1 through 3 series John Deere compact utility tractor. Elevate your productivity with your choice of a versatile pallet fork for heavy lifting, a rugged rear blade for precise grading, or a sturdy box blade for efficient earth moving. Visit them in store or online at PrairieLandPartners.com to learn more.
Prairie Land Partners.
I'm Chris Jakimic. I served in the United States Air Force, and I've deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA. It is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Monday, Governor Kelly announced that total tax collections in March were $760.4 million. That's $7 million more than the monthly estimate, and total tax collections are up 0.3% from March 2023. Individual income tax collections were $364.9 million, $29.9 million more than the month's estimate, up 16% from March 2023. And corporate income tax collections were $77.1 million, $7.9 million less than the estimate, and down 24.8% from March 2023. Combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $261.2 million, which is $8.8 million less than the estimate, and those collections are $14.2 million less than March of last year. The Consensus Revenue Estimating Group, comprised of the Department of Revenue, Division of Budget, Legislative Research Department, and economists from the University of Kansas, Kansas State University, and Wichita State University, will meet on April 19th to review the fall estimate and make any revisions that it may consider necessary. Kansas State University Research and Extension agents are alerting western Kansas farmers and landowners to begin looking for a common springtime pest, the army cutworm, which is starting to make an appearance in some wheat and triticale fields in the far western region of the state. And Anthony Zuckoff, an entomologist at K-State, said the army cutworm is one of the first pests that producers need to start looking for in the spring. Army cutworms are also commonly known by their adult name, Miller moths, and Zuckoff said adult moths fly from the Rocky Mountains into western Kansas from late summer into fall, and the moths spend 2 months laying eggs in fields, especially those that are freshly cultivated or seeded, which then begin hatching in the spring. K-State entomologists report that female Miller moths can lay up to 1,000 eggs, and the cutworm larvae subsist on crop leaves until they grow into adult moths. A bill that would prevent local governments from enforcing plastic bans is heading to Governor Kelly's desk as the Kansas Senate voted 24-16 to pass the bill on Wednesday, March 27th, forwarding it to the governor. The proposal would prevent cities and counties from regulating plastic and other containers that are designed for the consumption, transportation, or protection of merchandise, food, or beverages. And a number of Democrats blasted the proposal, citing that it ignores Home Rule, a section of the state constitution enacted in the 1960s. The Senate took it up for a vote this year after the House voted 72-51 to pass the bill last year. And if the governor vetoes the proposal, the Senate will need 27 votes to override the veto, and the House will need 84. The legislature is having its second go at enacting income, sales, and property tax cuts this year after Governor Kelly vetoed a GOP package in January because it included a single rate or flat income tax, which she said favored the super rich. And with help from several GOP defectors, Democrats narrowly stopped the governor's veto from being overridden in the House. State tax collections have fallen short in recent months, but Kansas is still on track to end June 2025 with more than $4 billion in surplus funds. Legislators are poised to approve tax cuts worth $500 to $600 million annually, while a plan Governor Kelly outlined in January would be worth about $300 million a year. The House and Senate both want to exempt retirees' Social Security benefits from income taxes, decrease the property taxes levied by the state for public schools, and adjust standard personal income tax deductions. The key difference is in proposed income tax rates. A Senate plan would set a single rate of 5.7%, the top rate now, and decrease it over 5 years to 5.45%. In the House, GOP leaders concluded a single rate plan is unlikely to overcome another Kelly veto. So instead, they want to eliminate the lowest income tax bracket and set the top rate at 5.65%. Kelly hasn't said publicly whether she would accept a plan with two rates. While Senate Republicans appear to have a two-thirds majority for their plan, the House approved its version this week 123-0. The final tax plan will be drafted by three Senate and three House negotiators. In Nebraska news, government services are a lifeline for families touched by disabilities, and Governor Jim Pillen announced the end of a registry that serves as a wait list, but advocates have expressed skepticism. In his announcement, the governor said the state is rolling out several reforms to help families, including a plan to eliminate the Developmental Disabilities Registry, which is a wait list. Those with disabilities and their advocates have been pushing for expanded access to services. Edison McDonald of the Arc of Nebraska said they offer services to kids, and they also have had significant funding increases that have helped them to take steps to make sure they live up to their promise to serve and care for all Nebraskans with a disability. McDonald was celebrating days ago when a bipartisan measure cleared the legislature, saying up to 2,000 families have been waiting years for home and community-based services. However, the more McDonald has heard from the governor, the more questions it raises, because they don't want to end up like Oklahoma, where they theoretically have ended the wait list, but because they didn't provide proper funding, they ended up in a situation where they can't actually get paid services to anybody. McDonald said Pillen has shown himself to be an advocate for those with intellectual and developmental disabilities, though others, like McDonald, have questions on how exactly the plan would work and if Governor Pillen will use funds that are approved by the legislature. Thayer County Sheriff's Office reported that two people were arrested last week after a chase in southern Nebraska. At around 6 p.m. on Friday, deputies tried pulling over a vehicle near Highway 81 and County Road S, just north of Hebron. However, the driver, 61-year-old David Epke, didn't pull over, and deputies chased him on the county road for about 7 miles, though Epke eventually stopped and was arrested on suspicion of several charges, including fleeing to avoid arrest. The sheriff's office said during a search of the vehicle, deputies found methamphetamine, drug paraphernalia, and suspected drug money. As part of the investigation, deputies served a search warrant on Saturday at a home in Alexandria and found more contraband, including a stolen utility vehicle. 58-year-old Barbara Cephas was at the home at the time and was arrested on suspicion of theft by receiving stolen property and possession of drug paraphernalia. Epke was also charged with theft by receiving stolen property. A former York Elementary School paraeducator accused of sexually assaulting a student pled not guilty on Monday. According to court records, 23-year-old Scott Velasquez Lopez pled not guilty to two counts of third-degree sexual assault of a child. He was arrested on January 23rd after a school administrator reported the assault. And according to the arrest affidavit, Lopez inappropriately touched a six-year-old boy off of the school campus. Lopez's next court appearance is scheduled for July 2nd. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay golf coach David Stover to talk about the team and their tournament to be played today in Phillipsburg.
I'm here with head golf coach David Stover. Coach, it's the start of a new year for you, and it's been kind of funny with the weather being nice and then turns off into snow and stuff like that. But, you know, we do know that this is your first interview of the year. So let's go back and let's talk about your squad. How many are on your squad? And let's break that down in classes.
Okay. We're welcome to Western Kansas, where the weather is going to change wherever we're at. We are starting the year with 19 players this year. Breakdown of classes, we have 5 seniors, we have 6 juniors, 3 sophomores and 5 freshmen, so it's a really balanced number all the way through. I think it's a fairly experienced squad. We have 4 letter winners coming back from last year: Eli Jones, Trevin Enfield, who both were also able to compete at state tournament last year, and along with Roman Hauser and Bodie Fawn, is still our returning letter winners. And so we've got a solid start there. I think we're going to have some really good competition for the 5 and 6 spots this year. So it's been a really fun group to work with so far. I think they're off to a good start. We just need to get fortunate to have some more consistent days of practice, but we'll do the best with what we can make of it.
And that brings us to the number on your squad, though, is that you'll be able to participate in a lot of junior varsity tournaments. And the younger kids pretty much working pretty hard in that? And
they are. They're doing a great job so far. The JV group last year really had a very good season last year. So we're looking for some of them to be able to possibly work and fight for varsity spots. Our numbers, even at that level, we have some experience there. So I'm excited for it. We do have quite a few JV tournaments this year. So we're going to give the kids as many opportunities as we can to get out and compete. And I know they're looking forward to it.
Let's go back with kind of your practices and the weather-wise. So, you know, the course is we've got more rain, and there's probably tall grass, and then, of course, now you get the snow and the wind and stuff. So what have your practices been like?
Well, you learn how creative you can get a lot of days, and you have to do it kind of on the run. Obviously, whenever we can, we go out to the golf course, and we are fortunate to have what I think is one of the best facilities to work with in Northwest Kansas as far as the golf course, the range, the people out there. They are so accommodating with everything we can do. They basically let us try to do whatever we can. But on days we can't get out there, that's when the creativity really starts. We had one day this week where there's snow on the ground. We literally are setting up putting areas in the hallways in school. We're chipping in classrooms. And probably one of my favorite times of the season and one of the players' least favorite times is I get to talk and we get to spend a lot of time talking rules and etiquette of the game. I think it's hugely important for the kids, and they understand that too. So you just have to be really creative, and I think we've been that way.
That brings us to the first golf tournament of the year, and that is Smith Center, and that's been predominantly known that you always just started off for the year. A little bit of change on location, though, this year. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, we found out about a week ago. We got a letter from Smith Center saying that they had some trouble with their course. I knew they had some issues last summer with the heat and didn't know for sure if it came out. They decided that they just didn't feel like their course was in the condition they would like to have it in at this point in time. So they were fortunate enough, and Phillipsburg was willing to step up. And it's technically the Smith Center Tournament, but we're going to play it at Phillipsburg this year.
And do you pretty much have your squad already set
up?
We
do. Our first lineup is going to be Eli Jones will play. Eli Jones, Trevin Enfield, Roman Hauser, Bodie Fawn and Steele. Hey, you caught me off guard here for a second. I need to make sure I get it right. Dawson Smith and Dylan Jones are going to be our first six at Phillipsburg. I do think this is an illustration of I think our lineup could – there's going to be a lot of competition, so I think lineups can change throughout the year this year.
Also, during that week, you'll have your first junior varsity that'll be held at Trigo on Thursday. And how about that squad? Will you be sending more than just one squad?
No, we only take six. Most tournaments are at the point now where you only take you can take as many as six, even in JV tournaments. That lineup we haven't set yet. We just have not had the opportunity to get out and determine who's ready to go. Like I said, most JV tournaments are 9-hole tournaments. Most varsity, ideally, most varsity tournaments are 18-hole. So we'll just have to wait and see next week what we can do before we set that lineup.
Something that's going to happen next week is that you travel to Goodland. That's an 18-hole course, and that's always been a fun tournament for you. And we'll just kind of briefly talk about the Goodland course.
Yeah, the Goodland course is always a favorite one of mine to go to, the Goodland tournament as well. The course is one of the few 18-hole courses that we do get to play, and it is different playing 18-hole courses than 9. It's a great experience for us. Goodland is a course that has held state high school golf tournaments before, so it should give you an indication of the quality of the course. Another thing about that tournament is it's always by far one of the best fields we will see top to bottom all season long. We see a lot of the schools in the GWAC that we don't see all year long, as well as some schools in western Kansas. So it's always one of my favorite tournaments, and I look forward to it.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best luck when you go to Smith Center and actually the Phillipsburg course. And then on Thursday, the junior varsity at Trigo. And then next Tuesday, you go to Goodland. So reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig and Coach Stover. And good luck to all of the Blue Jay golfers playing against Smith Center in Phillipsburg today. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have chicken fry, whipped potatoes, gravy, cucumber slices, mixed vegetables, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be breaded chicken sandwich, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be sub sandwich, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQ&K weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 61 and windy with a north wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour, increasing to 25 to 30 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 40 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 30 and blustery with a north wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour, decreasing to 10 to 15 miles per hour after midnight, and the winds could gust as high as 35 miles per hour tonight. On Wednesday, it'll be sunny with a high near 61 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. And on Wednesday night, it should be clear with a low around 27 and a north wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 65. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 69 and breezy. On Saturday, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 69 and breezy. On Sunday, there's a 20% chance of showers. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 61 and breezy. And on Monday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 63. Currently, with fair skies, it is 34 degrees. The humidity is 87%. The wind speed is north at 22 with gusts to 29 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30. The dew point is 30. And the wind chill is 22 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 824.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge. But with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Following a hit-and-run car accident in Dallas, Texas over the weekend that involved Rashee Rice's vehicle and allegedly him, he has retained attorney Royce West. And a statement was released yesterday that says in part, quote, on behalf of Rashee Rice, his thoughts are with everyone impacted by the automobile accident on Saturday. Rashee is cooperating with local authorities and will take all necessary steps to address the situation responsibly, end quote. Chiefs President Mark Donovan was on KCMO Radio in Kansas City on Monday and says they will react accordingly with Rice when they have all the details.
In all these situations, you have to wait until you have all the facts, and frankly, we don't have all the facts at this point. The one comforting fact that we do have is that there was a multi-car crash in Texas and in Dallas, and fortunately, it doesn't appear that anyone was hurt, and we should be grateful for that. We'll get to the bottom of it. We'll gather the facts, and then we'll react accordingly.
This is a developing story, so we'll bring you the latest when it becomes available. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic offers many services to cater to the healthcare needs of our community. Whether seeking routine checkups, diagnostic tests, or specialized treatments, patients can rely on us to provide high-quality care tailored to their specific needs. Stay informed about the latest services, programs, and updates by following our Facebook page. We look forward to serving you and your family with excellence and compassion.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather. Good morning. The snow that was expected over parts of western and central Kansas did not materialize due to the air being too dry and warm. So we're seeing some scattered showers across parts of the state as a trough of low pressure is in the eastern sections of Kansas. High temperatures today running below normal in the 50s. That closed low will transition into the Ohio Valley today with a clearing sky close to home. Temperatures tonight fall into the 20s and 30s. This will keep us in a cool pattern again tomorrow. Highs in the 50s in the eastern part of the state, 60s further west. A warming trend through the weekend and the chance of strong storms again Saturday night on into Sunday. Northwestern Kansas today, a clearing sky, breezy with a high in the upper 50s. North central Kansas, windy with areas of rain or high near 60. Northeastern Kansas, showers and breezy today with a high 55. Partly cloudy and windy in southwestern Kansas. Today's high in the low 60s. South central Kansas, chance of showers at times with a high in the upper 50s. And in southeastern Kansas, light rain and 52. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you for that look at the weather, Dan Holliday. Now, the cattle complex fell apart on Monday after the release of news that a human who worked with the cattle of an infected dairy herd tested positive for HPAI. The market dropped quickly as selling escalated and stops were triggered. Hogs were able to shun the news as pork could be a beneficiary if beef consumption is impacted. Strong cutouts provided solid support. Corn futures are trading a little higher this morning, although we were lower for much of the overnight session. As for soybeans, they are currently trading higher and have traded both sides of unchanged this morning. As far as wheat futures are concerned, they are quietly lower this morning after Monday's session saw the market close lower, but well off the day's lows. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.